This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we have University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee, as he talks about the UK Tobacco, Corn, and Soybean Field Day taking place this week in Princeton.
Yeah, we're excited to have another Corn, Soy, Tobacco Field Day out at Princeton on July 21. We have topics on corn, soybean, and tobacco, like the field day suggests. I think maybe some people will be very interested in corn diseases as we start to finish out this season with the moisture we've had up to this point, and obviously some of the economic challenges with the crop. So that's probably going to be a big draw, both corn and soybean diseases. We have some updates on some of the stink bug issues that we're dealing with, some corn leaf hopper issues as well, general weed control questions, which have been a challenge this year with these heavy rains and flushes. We've got some other things just looking at the overall outlook. Can we actually make money off of these crops, and what are our best strategies for that? My grad student and I are going to talk about corn emergence uniformity and how strip till versus no-till and cover crops affect some of that. So we've got, on the grain side, we think we've got some really good topics to cover.
Absolutely. I understand there are some interesting diseases popping up in the tobacco side. Dr. Bailey and the folks there with the tobacco side always have a good tour, too.
Yeah, they have an excellent tour. And so they're going to go through, you know, dark tobacco, what they're seeing this year. They're going to do the same thing on the burley, some of the updates. And I'm sure they're going to be hitting some of those diseases that they're dealing with as well. And then they've got another topic on just the long-term effects of crop rotation in tillage. And so how does that impact the tobacco yield? How can farmers manage some of that if they're trying to perhaps go to no-till, strip-till type systems as well? The tobacco tour is always very well attended. It's very popular and a lot of good information.
You mentioned some of the folks that are going to be on the program. I think there's some timely topics for this year, too, because obviously we had a lot of rain, a different year than what we're used to this time of year.
Yeah, it's a very different year, particularly out in that part of the woods. A lot of the corn got in early, so corn's going to be very far along for the typical field day that we're dealing with. And we've got a pretty good idea of what that corn should look like as it finishes up. Obviously, some concerns about late season diseases coming in. Soybeans, a lot of double crop beans yet, they got a long way to go. And so diseases on that side are always a big question, especially in a year like this. I will tell you, as the agronomist, I'd much rather manage a crop with moisture than one without. So, you know, I'm thankful for the water, but that does provide some other management challenges that we've got to deal with.
This is a year we haven't seen near as many irrigation systems running across the state, isn't it?
That's right. We haven't seen as many, but at the same time, we've had like these really heavy rainfall events and then gaps with nothing and then another heavy rainfall event. It's been enough to help most of this crop get through, particularly out in that region of the state. But it does create some unique challenges that we don't deal with if we just have very timely, you know, reasonable amounts of rainfall as we go through. So we are dealing with some flooding issues in some areas. We had some nitrogen application issues in some areas that were some problems. And folks that are considering getting across fields for that fungicide application, you've got some wet fields you're trying to get into. So lots of questions on drones and things like that as well in a season like this.
Absolutely. Timely topics there for sure. So if folks want to come and be a part of this, what time do they need to get there? How does everything work that day?
No, thank you. Yeah, so we start at 8 a.m. Central Time. It's over at the Research and Education Center. The official address now is 300 Extension Road, Princeton, Kentucky. That's 300 Extension Road, Princeton, Kentucky. It's in the same location that it has been for the last several years. It'll end at about noon, and that'll be a difference this year. We're actually going to have lunch over in the new building and the new Seymour Milling Conference Center and the Kentucky Corn Growers Conference Room. And so we'll actually eat our lunch in air conditioning and give people a chance to see the new building, which will be pretty exciting as well.
I think people really like to see that. It's been a long time coming to get back everything restored there. So just to have it back open for folks to come in will be fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited about that, and we appreciate Altria, the Kentucky Soybean Board, and the Kentucky Corn Growers they sponsor that lunch, which makes it free to anyone who's attending. And so, you know, we do these morning field days to try to avoid the heat of the day as well. And like I said, this year we'll finish up in the shade of the trees, which is always nice. But this year we're going to finish up in air conditioning to give folks a chance to see that new building.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. So do folks need to pre-register or just show up that morning or what?
At this point, just show up. Folks have already pre-registered and we have an idea of how many lunches that we need. But at this point, we just encourage folks to come on out.
Our guest today, UK's Dr. Chad Lee. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.